Yes, there is power in his name, isn't it? There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain in your life, every chain in my life, every chain in our communities, every chain in our nation, every chain in your home, every chain in our world, whatever the chains are, wherever the bondage exists, there is power in the name of Jesus to break that chain. Come on and give God praise today. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. It is your spiritual multivitamin, your spiritual exercise, and your spiritual meal all in one. By the time you finish this, you leave ready to face and conquer the world. I am your host, evangelist attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. God has a great word for you. We are in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12. Again, that is Acts chapter 4, verse 12. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me tell you how to stay connected with me and make one special announcement. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern when I'm live, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still make sure you don't miss your fresh word by following the podcast, so the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the message DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. I say again, text the message DF to phone number 33222. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. You can send me your prayer requests, your testimonies, see my upcoming itinerary, everything that's going on. You can also tune in live from the broadcast page. There's a click to call button that will dial the number for you. And there's a radio player that you can click to listen in online if you're unable to dial in. All right, everything you need is on rossi.org, rawsi.org. My special announcement is during the midst of this COVID-19, this coronavirus, as an attorney, I want to do something to help. And so I know a lot of people have questions reaching out regarding how do they protect themselves regarding their mortgage or, you know, what happens with their landlord regarding the rent? Can the landlord just put them out? What are some other things that they need to know regarding their credit? What are the things they need to do? Now, usually my hourly fee is $350 to $400 an hour. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to not only give you this information for free, I'm going to take your questions for free. So on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, I am going to have it set up where you can call in live. It will only be 1 hour. You can call in live, and I will go over some of these things you need to know, because what will happen is a few months from now, this situation will have passed, praise God. And we all know that a lot of times the lenders are unscrupulous. They'll start reporting you late on your credit bureau. They'll start demanding lump sums of money. Some of you have not even taken the steps that you needed to take affirmatively to have made sure that you are protected during this time. You're just listening to the news, and they're telling you that some lenders are foregoing mortgage payments, but not all are, and you have not done what you're supposed to have done to have protected yourself during this time. So I'm going to talk with you about all of that, as well as powers of attorney, some things you can go ahead and do with your bank accounts, and I will take your questions You won't even have to say your name, so don't worry about everyone knowing your business. So you really don't want to miss this. This will be Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. The call-in number is 323-870-4180. I will also have the information posted on my law office website, call rossywilliams.com, and my ministry site, rossi.org. So you don't want to miss this. All right, let's get into this word. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, and I hope that will help everyone. I'm reading from the KJV. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Listen to that again. Neither is there salvation in any other. And any other what? Any other name but the name of Jesus. But there is none other name, for there is none other name under heaven, none other name in this entire earth given among men, whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Come on and give God praise for his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, are you saved? Answer the question. Are you saved today? I did not ask, are you baptized? Or have you ever been baptized? I did not ask, do you go to church? I didn't ask, are you a faithful member, tither, do you give offering? I didn't ask if you're an usher, do you sing in the choir? Are you a deacon? Are you a minister? Because guess what? It's a whole lot of people occupying a whole lot of spaces who don't have no Jesus. And it's evident in their lives. Glory. The question is, are ye saved today? Can you remember when you affirmatively made the decision to give your life to Christ? Now, you didn't have to be in a church to do that. I gave my life to the Lord while serving in the military, stationed in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, in the barracks, in my room, all by myself. I can still remember the names of my roommates. I can still remember Gaddison coming in the room as I was on the floor crying out to God, because I thought you had to list every sin you'd ever done to be saved. I can remember getting up and running around the barracks, telling people I was saved, and they were betting against me how long I would stay saved because I was really such a party person. I can remember. I could tell you the exact date. I know the date and year. Are you saved? When did you give your life to Christ? Glory. See, being baptized is not the same as being saved. It is the symbol of what you do after you've given your life to Christ. Then now you're going down in the grave with him symbolically and being resurrected as a new person. But if you never gave your life to Christ, you just went down the wet sinner and came up a dry one. Are you saved? Glory. Now, this is not a doomsday teaching, because I am an evangelist. And what an evangelist does is to exhort people to salvation and repentance to Christ. See, many times when we come in, we run those revivals, everyone wants the evangelist, because when the prophet comes, they bringing you the straight doomsday teaching. When the pastor comes, the pastor's bringing you the shepherding, but it is the evangelist who exhorts, the evangelist who inspires. But the exhortation and the inspiration is not to be to see, can I get some more money from you? The exhortation and inspiration is to exhort you to come into the kingdom of Christ. Glory. Are you saved? When did you give your life to Christ? In Acts 4 and 12, the Bible said there is salvation in no other. There is only one way to get to heaven, and that is through Jesus. Now, some of you, you got mad right there, and you said, well, Rossi, you shouldn't say that. It may offend. I'm not worrying about what offends. This is the Word of God. The Word of God, at times, it offends me if I'm in the wrong. If I'm in sin, the Word is supposed to offend, because the goal of the offense is not to humiliate you, not to denigrate you, not to cast you out, but to change you, edify you, rebuke you, chastise you, save you, and bring you into the kingdom. Is not this good word today? Are you saved? saved is what we're talking about today. In the book of John 14, 6. Chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Are you saved today? In Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Are you saved today? John 3:16. For God, you know this, say it with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever is you, whosoever is me, whosoever is the unbeliever, whosoever is the backslider, whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Are you saved today? In the book of Matthew 6, verse 24, no man, no woman can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will cling to the one or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and the devil. Are you saved today? Have you given your life to Christ? God, hallelujah. He wants you to come into the kingdom. He loves you so much that no matter what you've done, glory, no matter how much sin you've done, no matter how you were living before you started listening, or how you're living even as you are listening right now, Jesus offers unto you the gift of eternal life. But how, Evangelist Rossi, do I get saved? I'm glad you asked. God has the answer. In the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, if you will confess Jesus. The reason for the confession is that it is an outward declaration that you are on the Lord's side. You have confessed him as your Savior, your one and only Savior, and that you are a Christian. Glory. That is an affirmative decision. It's not a passive thing. Now, as I said, you don't have to be in a church. And I'm going to extend the altar call in a few minutes to give you the opportunity to give your life to Christ. Are you saved today? And you must believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He is risen. He is at the right hand of God. He is our mediator and our intercessor. He wants to be your Savior today. When did you give your life to him? And if you cannot answer that, then you are not saved. You've just been going through the motions, but you never invited him in to be your Savior. But we're going to correct that right now. Let's go into prayer. And then we'll do the altar call and end with your task for today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brother. Hallelujah, sister. Hallelujah to all of you that are listening. Just begin to praise the Lord right now. Just begin to thank him for giving you life, giving you another opportunity. He loves you that much. He loves you that much. God loves you so much that he looks beyond your faults. He looked beyond my faults. He looked beyond your sin. He looked beyond my sin. And he says, come unto me. I want to be your Savior today. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Father, we see your arms stretched wide open wide. And we thank you so much for loving us. That even though we don't deserve your love, we don't deserve your mercy, we don't deserve your forgiveness, we haven't done what you told us, we haven't lived the way you told us, we knew better, but we didn't do better, we knew better, but we didn't do better, we knew better, God, but we refused to do better, but despite our humanity, glory, you still loved us, you woke us up today, you still loved us.
Even in the midst of our sin, you awaken us, some of us in the very hotbed of the sinful lives, the sinful deeds. You still said, wait, wait, wait. Today I give you another opportunity. Not just that natural life, but that eternal life. And you ask, will you accept the invitation? You said, will you accept the invitation to be saved today? Because you want us in your kingdom. Now, Father, we just say thank you. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and tell the Lord thank you. Come on and tell him thank you for the gift again. For those of you who are unsaved, who are backslidden, who are saved but not doing what you're supposed to do, who are saved but not where you ought to be in Christ at this point, who've been going through the motions, who never affirmatively given your life to Christ. Please repeat after me. Father, I come today in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I believe you raised Jesus from the dead. Now, Lord, I confess that Jesus is my Savior. I am saved and I believe. Glory. I am saved and I believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and tell God thank you. Just tell him thank you again. Tell him I am saved and I believe. Now, welcome to the family of Christ. And for those of you who rededicated, welcome home. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church. You're plugged in and being used by God. That you are spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay safe, including spending your time here with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Daily Fire, or following by texting DF to 33222 so that you'll receive the recording when we go. If you can't tune in live, that will also let you receive a text on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. when we go live, and it will have the link in it to call in and the link that you can press to tune in online so that you can ask me your questions and hear the free information I'm going to give out as an attorney. Again, you can learn more about my law office on callrossiwilliams.com or go to the ministry site, rossi.org, rawsi.org. Now, our topic for today is, are you saved? And your answer now is yes. Praise the Lord, right? You're on the team. Hallelujah. Your tasks for today are twofold. Number one, you are now saved. Walk in that salvation. You've given your life to Christ. So get into that word and live a saved life. Get you some saved mentors. Get around some saved people. Go into prayer so that God can strengthen you, fill you with his spirit so that you'll be able now to just see the things shed off your life. You won't have to walk this alone. You won't have to walk this alone. You will just see yourself changing. And no longer doing the things you used to do, and no longer wanting to do the things you used to do. So do not condemn yourself if all of a sudden you're not as perfect as you think Rossi is, because Rossi's way far from perfect. But you are saved. You are saved now, and you believe. And task number two is to spread this word so that you also become a soul winner. However you get it today, the recording, share it with at least three people. And for those of you who don't get the recording, send them to rossi.org. The recording is on the broadcast page. Let's win souls for the kingdom. We're going to end with the song, I Believe Today, because guess what? You are now saved and you believe. Come on, let's party. Let's party, I said. Oh, I'm doing me a holy salsa right now. Popping my finger. Oh, come on, guys. Come on, girls. Come on, ladies. Come on, man. You listening? Come on, get your party on. This is TGIF Saved Friday.
Oh, I believe. Come on, are you dancing for the Lord wherever you are? Come on and smile. Being saved is not a sad thing. It's a joyous thing. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Are you partying with me? Oh, I wish you could see me. I'm getting down. Oh, I'm bouncing for him. I'm bouncing for him, y'all. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. Oh, get down, get down, get down. We believe now. Ooh, I need to get out because I'm about to go in. I'll see you Monday.